The Federal Bureau of Land Management and the state of California's Department of Fish and Wildlife announced today that they have entered into an agreement to cooperate with each other to conserve biological and natural resources on federal public lands administered by the BLM within California. The agreement was prompted by the desire for agencies to coordinate approval of mitigation actions taking place on federal public lands to meet California state mitigation requirements for impacts to plants and animals and their habitats resulting from the development. It builds on earlier agreements for the California desert developed as part of an ongoing planning effort for the Desert Renewable Energy Conservation Plan. Lisa Belinkley is with the Center for Biological Diversity. Belinkley says that while the goal of the agreement to provide more opportunities for high-quality mitigation for impacts to species is good, the agreement has been taken out of its intended context.
It was initially developed in the context of the desert planning that's going on, which is the Desert Renewable Energy Conservation Plan. And in that context, there was a very strong need for utilizing public lands for some of the needed mitigation because of the unique circumstances in the desert area, the California desert. However, they've now broadened it to the entire state of California, and it doesn't require that there be any ongoing planning or a plan in place that would help steer mitigation to the right area. So it's become a much more open-ended agreement, and we are very concerned that there aren't enough sideboards on it to ensure that it's properly utilized.
Belinkley says the Center for Biological Diversity says it's important to think holistically and proactively about potential issues prior to acting.
From the Center for Biological Diversity's viewpoint, the most important thing is to first avoid areas where we have intact habitat and wildlife that is thriving, and then when development goes in and affects wildlife and rare plants, etc., we want to see really good efforts first made to minimize the impact through the full, robust, alternatives analysis. And then only at the end of that process, there may be an additional need for mitigation. And if we do the right planning and we take the time to do good environmental review and look at real alternatives, we'll actually minimize the need for any mitigation. And that's what we should be focusing on.
That's Lisa Belinkley with the Center for Biological Diversity.